You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. What do you think about starting 2022 with a hike through nature at a Pennsylvania state park? I'm picturing it being crisp, cold, maybe a little snow on the ground some places. The State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources is hosting more than 50 free guided hikes at 37 state parks on New Year's Day. The hikes usually are about 1 or 2 miles, but can be longer depending on the park and its terrain, according to DCNR. Now, joining us to talk about first day hikes today, Christine Ticehurst. She's the Recreation and Interpretation Program Coordinator who oversees first day hikes for DCNR. Kimberly Peck and Renee Widener are Environmental and Education Specialist at Laurel Hill and Cadore State Parks. I want to welcome all three of you to the program. So, Christine Ticehurst, that picture I just tried to paint about the crisp outdoor, maybe a little bit of snow on the ground, what do you envision these first day hikes looking like?
Well, exactly like that. I would love to see a nice crisp morning with a little bit of snow on the ground to begin the new year, right? Out on a new foot, beginning some new healthy habits. That's the goal of first day hikes. And we encourage everyone to head on out to our state parks that'll be hosting these wonderful hikes. It's a tradition for many across the state, but as well as across the nation. First day hikes is happening across the state at all 50 state parks and has been for the past 11 years or so.
Now, it didn't happen last year, right?
Correct. You're right. Yes. So 10. We'll take that back. That's correct. Yes. Unfortunately, as many of our plans due to COVID have been postponed or canceled. So this year is looking like a stellar year across the board. And many people have been taking advantage of our outdoor spaces, and state parks are stepping up to the plate to offer one of our most offered hikes for first day hikes in our history of offering them. We're excited to have people out there.
Now, as you said, this is a national effort and it's been going on for the last decade or so. How did it get started? What was the idea behind it?
That's it. It's exactly, beginning the new year, you have a fresh slate and, trying to encourage healthy habits, reconnecting with nature and getting outdoors and exercising. And what better way to do that than heading out on the trail? And if you don't have access to a state park, perhaps, your local neighborhood, walking around the block or getting out to, a local municipal park, anything to get you outdoors and kind of clear your mind, clear the chaos of what you just went through with the holidays and New Year's and sort of hit the reset button is the goal of first day hikes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, one thing that you kind of touched on, but that, the new year, and let's face it, there are a lot of people that will make New Year resolutions. Now, whether they keep them or not, that's an entire other program. But that they want to get in better shape, or they want to lose weight or something like that. This seems like something that if someone was thinking along those lines, that this would be a really good way to do it.
Absolutely, yes. And the great thing about our state parks, we have 121 state parks across the state, as well as 20 forest districts in the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources sort of purview. So you have plenty of opportunities to get out and explore an amazing state park or state forest in your area and reconnect with yourself, with nature, and also connecting with the managers and the fantastic environmental educators that we have at our state parks. Within our system, we have about, I'd say, 50% of those parks have an educator, and you have two of them on the line with us today. And they offer amazing programs throughout the year to encourage people to continue those healthy habits as we go through, because that is very true. We set ourselves up and we set the bar high in the beginning of the year, but it sort of fizzles out. So we have some wonderful opportunities to continue those new healthy habits throughout the year, heading out to recreate in our outdoor spaces, or even birding or snowshoeing as the year goes on, fishing. There's so many opportunities in our public lands. So we're here to help people connect with those newfound recreations and enjoy their year in a healthy way.
So, Renee Widener, you are an environmental education specialist at Cadore State Park, right here in our area, here in central Pennsylvania. Well, first of all, explain what an environmental education specialist does and your role in these hikes on for first day hikes.
So, as an environmental educator for state parks, you know, we run all of our park programs. We lead guided hikes like we are on the first day of the new year, and then throughout the year we lead, you know, different guided hikes with different themes. We take people out and teach them how to bird, all about the trees and everything around our parks. And a lot of our parks have kayaking and pontoon programs. We offer all different kinds of programs throughout the year, and we also handle school groups and scout groups and larger programs and help with our large events in our parks. Here at Cadore's, for the first day hike, we're offering three different hikes. Two of them are 1 mile more leisurely hikes, and then a 2.5 mile longer hike.
Okay, so what does more leisurely mean? Is that just tied to the length, or does that mean that we're taking a slower pace here?
Might be a little slower paced and more flat, not as many hills or...
Yeah, those hills the hills are the real challenge, you know. Kimberly Peck, tell me about Laurel Hill and I know there are three different parks there in Laurel Ridge, but tell me about Laurel Hill.
So, yeah, we are a complex of parks. So we're Laurel Hill, Couser, and Laurel Ridge. So we're offering two hikes similar to what Renee had said, one of them a bit more leisurely. That's happening here at Laurel Hill. Along Laurel Hill Lake, hopefully, depending on, you know, the scenery of the day and the weather of the day, we'll get to hopefully have some wildlife, maybe some birds on the water, but get to enjoy and learn to connect some of our trails together, which is nice. Laurel Ridge State Park, in the morning, we're hosting one that'll be about 4 miles long. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult, a little bit more faster pace. We're in the mountains of Pennsylvania, so there's definitely some incline and decline. But it should be a really great view.
How does one decide whether to take the leisure hike or the non-leisure hike?
I think a lot of times it depends on your ability, what you're up for, and also the people you're bringing with you. One of the great things about first day hikes is that, you know, you often have family staying at your house or are gathering with friends that are nearby, and maybe you're introducing them to one of your favorite places in a state park. So you might think about their ability, or, you know, are they novice to hiking? Are they new to it? Is it something they've done in the past? And maybe the age of the people participating. I know for our more leisurely hike, we have a lot of kiddos joining us, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was my next question about I know you don't have age requirements, but are there recommendations as far as age with those who are participating?
Yeah, certainly. A lot of times we base that on the difficulty level. Certainly, I would say our 4 mile hike would be, I would recommend the one that's more difficult on the Laurel Ridge, on the Laurel Highlands Hiking Trail. I would say that one would be maybe 12 years of age and older. But the one that we have here at Laurel Hill that's in the afternoon at 2 p.m. would be actually welcome to kids in strollers. We could probably make that work pretty well. It's a pretty more of like a rail trail surface that we'll be hiking on for most of it.
So it's a hike even with strollers.
You got it. Yeah, we try to keep it diverse and offer a little bit for everyone.
I mean, is it there that someone who maybe has a slight disability could even do?
Sure, absolutely. For our Copper Kettle Trail, you could absolutely, if you had some mobility assistance that you would need along the way, it would be something that could be open. Hmm. And that's something to think about too, reaching out to the educators in the parks or the management staff at the parks. If you ever have a need for an accommodation, we are happy to work with you on that. We can always, you know, find a way to find a reasonable accommodation.
If you're just tuning in, our guest is Christine Ticehurst. She's the Recreation and Interpretation Program Coordinator with the Department of Conservation Natural Resources in Pennsylvania. Also, and she oversees first day hikes that we're talking about. Kimberly Peck is an Environmental Education Specialist at Laurel Hill State Park, and Renee Widener, Cadora State Park. And we're talking about first day hikes that will take place. As you hear, there are multiple hikes at the 37 state parks on New Year's Day here in Pennsylvania. Renee, I'm going to ask you about something, and it's not just a grammar question. You said maybe we will have the opportunity to bird, like bird was a verb. And I know what you mean, but describe what maybe someone who would be new to it or would take up that hobby on a first day hike for the first time. What does birding or bird as a verb mean?
So to bird or birding is basically to go out and look for birds. So, you know, taking your binoculars out and looking for birds in different habitats, you know, whether it's in the forest or out in the fields or along the lakeshore or on the lake itself. You know, they're not just in the sky. You can find them all over the place. So, you know, going out and, you know, birders tend to create challenges for themselves where they have a list of birds that they want to get to see, whether it's all the warblers or a bald eagle or something like that. You can set little challenges for yourself to see how many different birds you can see in one hike or in one year or whatever the case may be.
Are there eagles in Cadora State Park?
There are. We actually have two pairs here at the park, possibly three. We're kind of out there watching another pair right now that use the lake all year round for fishing and all of their eagle-type activities.
Kimberly, let's compete. Let's have a competition between eagles. Does Laurel Hill have eagles?
I can't say that we have a nesting pair, but we certainly have them nearby. We see them fishing at our lake, but we don't have any nesting pairs on the water right now. But we're lucky that we have waterways nearby, the Castleman River and the Youghiogheny River, that has excellent habitat for eagles. And they have a pretty big territory. So they have a pretty wide range of space that they use to hunt and to gather food, feed their young. So we're a part of it, but we don't have them nesting here.
See, I'm obsessed with eagles. I just love seeing eagles in the wild. So that's why I asked the question. That was kind of a personal question. But Kimberly, I'm curious. What species of birds could a birder or a hiker on the first day of the year find that they may not find other places or widespread in Pennsylvania?
Well, it's interesting. This is a nice time of year. Right now, in the spaces where we have larger lakes, the water is still open. Some of our smaller lakes, with the cold weather we've just had, they have iced over. But it's a great time to check out some of the waterfowl that would be on the water. Buffleheads are something I've been seeing lately, common mergansers, red-breasted mergansers, some really unique, duck species that are out there. They have different behaviors, different ways that they forage for food. So it's kind of fun to go out and observe that for sure. And then there's also some songbirds. Interestingly enough, not everyone knows that we do have some songbirds that are only here in the winter. So it's nice to go out there, ones that you wouldn't see in the summertime, that actually migrate. We are the southern range for these birds. So that's a fun thing to get out and find out a little bit about those birds, too.
Renee, what about Cadoras? Any unique species there? And not just birds, but other wildlife.
we have your normal lot of birds. We definitely have the eagles. We have two bird viewing areas here at the park. One, you can actually sit in your car and watch the birds at the feeder, where you see your tufted titmice and your Carolina chickadees and sparrows and things hopping around. One's down a slight hill, so that one you can't really sit in your car, you have to walk down to. And then, of course, at the lake, we have all of the waterfowl out there.
Mm. Sounds great. So, Christine, we only have a minute or so left. I want to thank all three of you for being with us today. Just kind of, we painted a picture of what these first day hikes may be like, but something you said earlier really struck me, and that is that during this pandemic, one of the, I don't know if you'd say a silver lining, but one of the good things that's happened is so many people are getting outdoors. And is this a trend that you hope is permanent?
Absolutely. That would be wonderful. You know, we have, we're blessed in Pennsylvania to have so many amazing and unique outdoor spaces across the state. So getting outdoors is, it's free as well as our state parks. There's no admission fee to get into our state parks. So if you can get out there and explore your nearby park, or if you're out visiting family, you can explore, you know, another park that's in the part of the state. But again, you know, just getting outdoors in your neighborhood and local parks is fantastic. It's an amazing benefit to your health and mental health. So it's continue to get out there, explore, keep your eye up at the sky and look for some of those birds and check out some trees during the winter time is really interesting to identify your tree species as they've lost their leaves and you can check out the unique bark. So there's amazing opportunities outdoors and I encourage folks to get out and continue to be healthy and enjoy their new year.
Christine Tice-Hurst with DCNR, Kimberly Peck and Renee Widener with Laurel Hill and Door State Parks. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just a couple things before we leave the air today. This is the last live program of 2021 for Smart Talk. Tomorrow at 9, performance of the Christmas Carol from Ford's Theater in Washington. I just happened to see this at Ford's Theater 2 weeks ago. It is excellent. I encourage you to tune in tomorrow at 9. Another big announcement is that starting on January 3rd, Smart Talk will be moving to a new time at 9:30 a.m. as we begin a new chapter in the history of Smart Talk. We're going to focus on community, diverse topics, including suggestions from you. That is coming up on January 3rd at 9:30 a.m., so be sure to tune in. I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you in the new year.